In the first reading, we have heard that the Israelites believed in God even when they were in captivity, until God liberated them from the Egyptian captivity, which perhaps may have seemed impossible for those people that experienced that captivity. In the second reading, the author of the letter to the Hebrews drives the same point further when he says, when he gives examples of Israelites, the ancestors to the Israelites, most especially Abraham. So he goes on to say, Abraham believed in God, even to the extent of abandoning his homeland for an unknown country. Abraham believed in God that would be the father of many, even when he was too old to bear a child and when his wife was barren. But he still believed in God. So when Jesus says, sell your belongings and give alms, your father is pleased to give you the kingdom, he is not promising the impossible. We must likewise believe in the word of Jesus. So, because the kingdom that the Father would like to give us is so important, our focus must be on that kingdom, on the attainment of that kingdom. So we must not be distracted by material possessions. It is for this reason that Jesus says, sell your belongings and give alms. I had already said, by selling possessions, Jesus is not really advocating for asceticism, which will make all of us homeless. However, we should also bear in mind that material possessions do not really offer lasting solutions to our life. As you know, this is my third week, and I'm still learning the American sayings. So let me share with you one of the American sayings I've learned last week. It is, you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. Have I said it right? And I Googled the meaning. And I'm told the meaning is, material possessions are not transferable to life after death. I guess that's the meaning. So when Jesus says, sell your belongings and give alms, it is actually in this aspect that, like, I think American people understand even this better. I would like to share with you a story about a stingy man who, on his deathbed, made his wife promise that when he dies, she'll have to collect all his money and put it in the casket. And as he was about to be buried, the wife stopped the people. I said, wait a moment. So she took some belongings of the man and put them there. But her curious friend asked what really that was. And she explained that she was trying to fulfill what she had promised to her late husband. And her friend, surprised, said, surely you did not put in all her money, all his money in there. To which she responded, you know what I did? I opened an account and I took all his money and put it in the account and I wrote him a check. If he cashes that check, well and good. But I guess that really emphasized the same point, that you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. So Jesus says, sell your belongings and give alms. Meaning that we must not cheat ourselves that we can be secure with material possessions. The second part of the gospel Apart from generosity, Jesus also talks about faithful service as we wait for him. So he says, if the master, I'll read that again. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. So, apart from giving alms, apart from really being tactical in the accumulation of possessions, we must be vigilant as we wait for his second coming. And my dear friends, this is indeed very, very important. Material possessions are not evil in themselves. But we must be strategic in whatever we may wish to possess. I have always struggled with this every time I have visited. I said in my introduction the other week that I have visited the United States before, and I'm really grateful to the generosity of the American people I have met. The most difficult day is the day I leave for home, because now I have to choose what to pick and what to leave behind. So I have been given before, there was a fellow priest who gave me a Roman missal, and you know how backy they can be to take home, and I know I could use it. I have been given canning jars to help women back home in the preservation of food. But you know, they would definitely maybe break when you pick them. I've been given boxes of medicine to help poor children back home. But you know, the airline will only allow me 2 pieces of luggage, 50 pounds each. Now, what do I carry? And what do I leave behind? And everything looks nice. So I have to be strategic in whatever I can pick. Similarly, Jesus is saying, there are so many things that can distract us and we can miss the kingdom. We have to be strategic in the usage of material possessions, and we have to be alert. We have to be vigilant as we wait for his return. Shall we now profess our faith? I believe in one God, trusting in God's loving kindness, let us now offer our prayers and petitions to God, our loving Father.
For the church, called to be a faithful servant of the gospel message until the Master returns in glory, and for stewards of God's creation who will provide for the poorest and weakest on earth. We pray to the Lord. For world leaders, called to be just and attentive to the needs of God's household, and for a just sharing of the world's resources by the powerful nations of the world, we pray to the Lord. For sufficient rain and sun for a bountiful harvest, and for all experiencing the trauma of wildfires, floods, or excessive heat, we pray to the Lord. For Christians, as they strive to keep the light of faith burning in their hearts, and for the divine spark of healing for the sick, the despondent, and suffering, we pray to the Lord. For those who have lost sight of God, or whose spiritual life has become dry, and for hearts open to God's call and surprises, we pray to the Lord. For couples celebrating marriage anniversaries this month, for all who have died in Christ recently, most especially Tamara Cowley, our parish bookkeeper's mother-in-law, and for the physical and spiritual well-being of all parishioners, we pray to the Lord.
Father, grant us our needs according to your holy will, through Christ our Lord.
Our song during the presentation is number 488, Breaking Bread, All That Is Hidden, number 488.
If you would follow me, follow where life will lead. Do not look for me among the dead. I am hidden in pain, risen in love. There is no harvest without sowing a grain. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. If you would honor me, honor the least of these, you will not find me dressed in finery. My word cries to be heard and breaks through the world. My word is on your lips and lives in your heart. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. If you would speak of me, live all your life in me. My ways are not the ways that you would choose. My thoughts are far beyond yours, as heaven from earth. If you believe in me, my voice will be heard. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. If you would rise with me, rise through your destiny. Do not refuse the death which brings you life. For as the grains in the earth must die for rebirth, So I have planted your life deep within mine. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. All that I knew viewed in the dark, proclaiming the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops.
Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to the Lord our God. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power to transform them into the mystery of our salvation. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have heard us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Leo, our Pope, Paul, our Archbishop, Eusebio and Frank, our auxiliary bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Have mercy, have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Communion song can be found at number 451, Shepherd Me, O God, number 451. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Though I should wander the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. You have set me a banquet of love in the face of hatred, crowning me with love beyond my power.
to hold. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Surely your kindness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of my God forevermore. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. May the communion in your sacrament that we have consumed save us, O Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth. Through Christ our Lord.
So, celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a holy day of obligation, this Friday, August 15th, at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist Church. Stay after the 7 p.m. Mass for an ice cream social at St. John Courtyard. All are welcome. Bring your family and friends. The presentation on homelessness is next Sunday, 12:20 p.m. at St. John. Please join us. Our youth mass this month is on Sunday, August 24th. Our amazing youth band will lead us in music, and our young volunteers will serve during the mass. Let's come together to support and celebrate their gifts and ministry. After mass, stick around for nachos and margaritas. We hope to see you there. For questions, concerns, or thoughts about partners in the gospel, we invite you to share them using the QR code or link found in our bulletin. Your participation helps guide the conversation, and we'd love to hear from you. Please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you. There is no coffee and donuts today due to lack of volunteer hosts, but we'll bring it back next Sunday, August 17th. Thank you.
So I've been told in the sacristy that this is the warmest Sunday, although it doesn't feel like it for me. So enjoy this warm Sunday, and thank you so much for coming to Mass today. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Final hymn can be found in number 569. How Can I Keep From Singing? We'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. Number 569.
My life flows on in endless song. Above earth's lamentation, I hear the real though far off here that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost home, while to that rock I'm clinging, whence love is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing? All the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It sounds and echoes in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? But though the tempest round me roar, I hear the truth it liveth. But though the darkness round me close, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his, how can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?